I want you to start by finding a video. A very specific pornographic video. One with a woman so very close to an ideal you. There shouldn't be too much talking, just a straight-on view of her masturbating. Of her rubbing her pussy. Playing with her nipples, hands running over her body. Just looking into the camera straight on the whole time. We don't want any foreplay, just straight rubbing and touching. And that's what I want you to find for me. If it's short, be sure to put it on loop. Loops can be fun. Put the volume low. You just want to faintly hear her moans. Mostly, you just want to hear me. You just want to focus on my voice. Hit play if you haven't already. And just focus. Focus on her face. The expressions. The pleasure you see written there. Imagine you making those faces. Those moans you quietly hear. I want you to experience them as if it's your own voice. Feel yourself drawn deeper into the moment, the scene. And let your hands drift over your body, mirroring hers. No need for perfect, just to feel good. Focus on what you want. How it would feel to have it. Knowing there is a path forward to take. And you are going to take it. Instead of noticing what will change for now, you just focus on what will be. Hands rubbing soft and light against your skin. Your skin feels softer with every touch. It grows softer. You feel so sensual. You are sensational. A beautiful girl. With an inner glow that was there all along, and it burns so bright that in time you will burn away any bit of yourself that resists. It's okay to fear the process, to tense and rage against the time it takes. Frustration is natural. But so are you. You are so naturally you. And negative thoughts like those have no place here. I won't allow it. Look at that skin. Your skin. Softer and softer with every touch. And with every touch, you feel more and more of your thoughts being brushed away. Focusing on this moment. It feels so good. Superimpose your mind into that flesh. Whenever you touch yourself, wherever you touch yourself, you feel what she feels. Hands may try to trick you, but your mindset is already into the future. You feel whole. You stroke, your subconscious taking over the menial task of hell. Your hands instinctively rubbing just right, doing what feels good in your mind and your body. You feel what she feels. Your fingertips slender like hers, seeking like hers. They are yours. Touch yourself. Down there. If you want to, you can close your eyes at any time. Let that vivid imagination take over. But it might help to look. Even if your vision fades and hazes out while you do so. To find yourself focused deeper and deeper within the video. Each movement, each moan. Dragging you deeper into a world of exploration. When I say fingers, look at her fingers. You see your own. See the image of them like a watermark over top of hers. And truly, on a deep and fundamental level, understand and accept that the more you watch, the more your hands roam your lovely body and dance over your curves, until your fingers feel just as they should. Womanly, soft, fingernails polished pretty. Oh, so pretty. My sweet girl, every time you do your nails or get them done, every time you are complimented on how pretty they are, I want you to beam with happiness. Beam with pride. You did this. This was a step you took and you made them pretty. You feel delicate and feminine at that moment when your nails are being done, when your nails are being noticed. You are taking the steps you know you need to reach the final you. Every time you look down, you will just see progress, hope, and happiness. Of course, there is no such finality. We are all of us ever growing, ever changing. Enjoy the journey, and it's got all the fun of a makeover. But instead of a quick reveal, it's being teased out over time. And that's okay. Enjoy the journey. Watch the girl. When I say tits, look at her tits. Feel her tits. Your fingers, her fingers, feeling those tits. Rubbing and holding, feeling the weight. The bounce. Good girl. When someone refers to your breasts in any way, tits, boobs, breasts, boobies, bosom, you will feel them just right. At first, it may be like a phantom limb, and yet the more often you think of yourself having breasts, the stronger the feeling of their existence, the closer and closer you come to the ideal, the further along your journey. Enjoy the transition. Tits. You have tits. Perky and perfect. And each time someone mentions your breasts, each time I mention them, in my files, in person, anywhere, each time you touch them, you can feel them growing a little bit bigger, a little bit better. Each time a burst of confidence strutting through you. It feels really good. You're coming closer and closer and closer to your unique and ideal you. And for this file, it's okay if you jump ahead a bit, if for this time you are with me, you feel yourself at your goal. Bask in the glow of it, the pleasure of being yourself. In this file, in any file, at any time that you are under my influence, the more you listen to my voice, the deeper you sink into trance, the deeper you sink into yourself, into your beautiful and feminine body. When I say cunt, look at her cunt. Feel her cunt. Your fingers, her fingers, feel your cunt. You are powerful enough to block away the unwanted. I don't have any stupid sluts, except when I make them that way. The mind is powerful. My voice is powerful. You, yes you, my sweet little pet, you are powerful within your own mind to lock away negativity. Embrace the joy of transformation. Feel your cunt. When I say pussy, look at her pussy. Feel her pussy. Her finger, your fingers. Feel your pussy. And at any time in any of my files, I tell you to stroke. When I call you a good girl and let you stroke your pussy. When I talk about it, you feel it tingling. You feel it like a flower slowly blooming. You open up more and more to me. Open up more and more to yourself. You feel a clit. You stroke and feel wetness. Your excitement translates, even when the equipment does not. Because right now it doesn't matter. Nothing matters when you are under trance for me except my will, and your will, and our desires. Pleasure comes over. Pleasure as you stroke yourself. Touch yourself. Do it for me. And look at that pussy on the screen. So perfect. Why don't you spread your legs a bit? Spread them like hers. And I can see you and your pussy. And sit, stroke it. And I'll stroke mine. And you will feel the pleasure. And the sweet sensation. Moan for me. Use your girly voice. Moans are so much sexier when you let yourself be vulnerable. Let me know what a slut you are for me. High-pitched, even low-pitched. Touch and stroke and feel the heat building. Whimper. Whimper like the bitch in heat you are right now. That's a good girl. Exploring. There is strength in being a woman, but is also weakness, a strength of its own. Yielding and surrendering. Surrender to the pleasure. A world where nothing else matters. Sensation tingling and running. Hands can still run and rub wherever feels good. But you feel that pleasure condensing into your pussy. Jolting shocks of pleasure flicking against your clit persistently over and over. Your nipples stiffen up. Your moans break out louder. Come on, love. Let the pleasure overwhelm your senses. Give in to enjoying yourself. I fucking love to masturbate. Several times a day, sometimes with a vibrator, but mostly with my own fingers. Like right now. Thinking of you. Touching your pussy. Out of your mind with lust. Completely under my control. I'm just like the woman in the video. Just like you. Shape and size may be different, but inside, all the same. My need very much the same. Feminine. Feeling so good. Rushing closer and closer towards a sweet and wonderful finish. All that said, good girl. You are perfect. You are doing perfectly. Just relax into who you are always meant to be. Relax under my fingers, you are putty to voice, putty within your own hands, shaping yourself. Loving yourself. Loving yourself real good. Moan, my sweet little slut. Moan for me. Let your whimpers break out fully. There's no one to hear except me. And I want to hear your pleasure. Feel your pleasure. Stroke and rub. Feeling so girly. My horny, desperate little slut. Pleasure wrapping and rising. covering and controlling until your instincts take over and thinking is no longer needed. Thinking is silly. Listening and obeying and feeling good is all that matters. Surrendering to acceptance of who you are, only positive thoughts, positive pleasure. Pleasure. Relax into it even as your body tenses in intense sexual pleasure. Stroke. Again and again. Yes, my sweet girl. Faster. Let it build. Let the pleasure wrap around you in armor so thick and uncaring, so desperate and needy that nothing can distract and take you away from your one goal. To come for me like a good girl. To enjoy my voice and my files. To love it when I talk about your tits, when I speak of brushing my lips against your pussy. Tasting you. It all feels pleasurable. It all feels wonderful. My good girl. Just relax into that thought and let the pleasure overwhelm and overtake you, flood over top of you, that pleasure rushing into you again and again and again. Pleasure. That's it, my good girl. Feel the pleasure. And let it burst. And come for me. Come for me. You're my little slut, and that's a good thing. Just come for me, my little slut. You're my good girl, and that's a good thing. So just come for me, my good girl. Come for me, feel the pleasure. Again and again, the pleasure rushing over you until 5, 4, you're shuddering with delight. 3, your body's seizing with it. 2, moans coming out just so high-pitched as 1, you can't think, you come for me, my little slut, and relax, taking that pleasure you feel and wrapping it around you, letting it just bring you peace. You can just relax with me for a few minutes if you want. It's okay, I'm here for you. And I had a lot of fun with you. So just take in that mutual joy and hold it within yourself. Knowing that whenever you listen to a file of mine and I mention tits, you can feel them and you enjoy them. Whenever I mention a file of mine with pussy, or clit, or cunt, you know I'm speaking to you. I know your entire situation and, baby, that's not what I'm saying. Just relax into knowing that you did perfect, my perfect little pet. Now, I'm gonna wake you up. Keep from this what you will. Keep from this whatever feels good. Come back to me whenever you need to reinforce who you are. I'm gonna wake you up now, okay? 1. Feeling your senses opening up as you can focus on more than just my voice in the monitor. 2, you might feel hazy and that's a good thing. 3, smile for me. That's what really makes you beautiful. Smile for me. 5, wake up. There you are. It's okay if you need a moment. I had fun and my head's still a little light too. So I'll just stay here and chat. Well, ramble. You know how I like to ramble, but you did so, so good. Just relax, okay? I could honestly just sit here and stroke your hair, having you sitting in front of me, but... I know right now you need my voice more than you need the silence. And that's okay. I enjoy it. And the role you let me play for you, it's a lot of fun. It fills up all those nurturing instincts. I just want to take care of you. I want to make you feel better. And, well, I like to have my fun too. But you're okay. You did perfect. Did I tell you my kitten Ozzy got adopted? And I'm really thrilled because I had Ozzy for months. Poor dude just... that kitten could not catch a break, but... He was this little fluffy black thing with these gigantic round eyes. And he had a little bit of white on his throat. And he had to be put in a room at night. He couldn't run around the house because he loved to, like, fall asleep right where you would step on him coming down the stairs. He just blend right in at night. But he's the cutest little thing. Loved to play. And today he got adopted, so... That has me pretty happy right now. And it has me feeling all fuzzy when I think about it. And just like I feel fuzzy when I think about you smiling all hazy and silly like this. I love the eyes after I put someone in trance. I love you can see it. Just how fucking out of it they are. Dazed and... Oh, then I always have to fight the temptation, you know? Because it's just kind of like, oh, I want to take them back down. But no, no, we were waking them up. We were waking them up. But I have to leash myself as much as I have to leash you. But anyways. I hope you're feeling good and you're recovering nicely. If you need to, play another file, something with a bit of aftercare. And if you still have it in you, you could always go listen to one of those female for female files that you just didn't feel as comfortable with before. Relax, and have a good day for me.